This is Jason.
Hey Jason, it's Jo from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, all right, how are you?
Good, thanks for asking. You had a few questions for me?
Yeah, so how does the interest, I understand that I save 25% on the interest if I pay it off early, but how is the interest payback calculated? Is it just, you said it like I was 35% paid in, so does that mean that of the 190 total due that I pay 35% back
Yes. That's how much you paid
and
back
how much
already.
is principal, how much is interest?
So I'm looking at, let me look back at your documents here. Yeah, looks like your original borrowed amount is 194.99. And then I'm looking, I don't see the exact dollar you've paid back already, but
Wait a
I see
minute.
a percent.
What was it? What? Wait. I thought it was 190. I thought I was borrowing 150 and paying back 190. You're
Yeah,
telling me it's
190
194?
190 and 190,499.
Okay.
That's what, sorry. I'm sorry
All
if
right.
that sounded weird. Yeah, so that was your amount. 190,499 was the
Right.
original amount that you had to pay back.
Right.
I'm seeing here on your file, it doesn't give me the dollar amount that you've paid back already, but I see that you're at 34.62% paid in.
34.62. All right,
I
so
can't
if we
get you like
multiply,
the whole number, the dollar amount that you've paid already. I can request
I
for
don't need
that.
that right now. I mean,
Okay.
I can multiply that times point
That's true, yeah.
3462, and that shows that I paid 65,950 back.
Okay.
So that
Then you
means
have a
that
remainder balance of
499
one.
minus 65,950 that I'm have a present balance of 124,549. Now my question is, of that 124,549, how is the amount of interest calculated? Do you guys take the interest first, and so I had 40,000 in interest, and I paid all my interest back, and so there's no discount for early payment, or how does that work?
Sure. So I see here the total interest expense for you is $40,499, and you get, looks like your contract says you get a 25% discount from that. If you pay it back early, so you get $10,100-something of a discount if you pay it back early.
Yeah, but what is early? I mean, does that mean if I pay it back?
As in if you pay it back like today, tomorrow, something like that, before you're termed.
Yeah, but let's say the term is 12 months. So on the 11th month and the fourth day, technically I'm paying it back early. You told me I'm getting a $10,000 discount in the 11th month? I don't believe that's correct. It might be correct, but I don't believe it's correct.
I can look into it because I actually don't, do all this. I was just looking at it from
Yeah,
face value
I
wise.
need to know those kind of questions. I mean, it's going to help me decide how I want to
Right.
structure my debt because I'm looking to restructure. Because yeah, I mean, we're obviously making the daily payments, but they're not any fun, and they're not very reasonable. I mean, I know that it's per the terms of the loan, but it's nobody wants to be paying like $800-something a day.
Right.
It's just not a good program.
Do you want me to see if I can get you like a weekly or monthly and see if I know early before I'm just looking at my notes with you previously. We tried to get you a weekly. It didn't you weren't qualified for it, but maybe now you are. I can try to see if we can restructure it for you and get you a weekly payment.
I mean, we haven't had any problem financially making that daily payment right now, but yeah, I mean, you could check into it and see if it would qualify for a monthly. A weekly's not going to make any difference. I mean, a monthly would help because in weeks that it's, we might have 10 days of rain and have very little business, and then we might have a week of full sun where it's just full on. So, yeah, sometimes it would be better to have a monthly payback as opposed to a, daily payback.
Are you guys getting a lot of rain over there right now?
We've had a very wet spring, yes, in general, yeah.
That should be good for you, right?
No, it's not good for me.
Oh, because you can't do the work.
I need a tornado or a hailstorm. Those things are good for me. Rain is not good because people don't roof in the rain.
I see.
Hail, I don't need a tornado, really. I need hail. Because hail damages roofs and replaces roofs.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Just like for cars, too. If you get hail damage, good money right there.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay. And then you said you have you got a line of credit with your bank now?
I have a $150,000 line of credit with bank now. Yes, yeah, it's 6%.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's 6%. Did you just recently get that?
Yes.
That's good.
Recently. Okay. They were supposed to give me $250, in which case I was going to pay you guys off, but they only gave me $150. So now I'm trying to decide what I want to do.
Yeah, is it either pay us off or just use as cash flow?
Right.
I see. Okay. How's business been, since we last talked?
It's been sustainable, but it's not been what I would anticipate it to be. I mean, we should be doing $150,000, $160,000 a month right now, and it's off because we have not had any storms to cause people to need to put roofs on, plus Home Depot is selling shingles for $60 a square, which doesn't help me when, I open my doors, my shingles were $59 a square.
Right.
And my price keeps falling. Hang on 1 second, John.
Okay. Sure.
Hey.
Yeah.
All in all, we're doing fine. We have steady cash flow, but it's not where I want it to be because of the weather's not been very cooperative.
I see.
Yeah.
What about during the summertime? Historically, how do you do during the summertime?
I mean, it is summertime now, so that evaluation pretty much sums it up. I mean, it's fine, not great.
Mm-hmm.
So, great would be $200,000 plus a month.
Right. Yeah.
And we're not doing that right now. So
yeah,
we could do that if we had a hailstorm, but we have not had one.
Yeah, and so, for that it's probably over too, right? They probably won't be expecting
No, it's entirely possible.
Really?
From now through September, yeah, it could happen. So, my buddies out in Texas that, have gotten tornadoes and hailstorms are just going great. I mean, their business is booming. Even my buddies down in Alabama where they've had more storms, the business is booming. Business is just lackluster here. So,
I see.
Okay. What I'd love for you guys to do is restructure this thing, put me on about a 2-year repayment plan, and cut some of this overhead off of me is what I'd love.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's $16,000 a month in repayment is choking my business pretty good. I'm making payments, but I'll never do it again. So, nor would I advise anyone to do it. So, but I'm sure you hear that all the time.
Yeah, either people really like it or, they hate it after once. Either they get addicted to it and they can't live without it because,
we can live without it. My thing is it'll be done. I don't want to, basically I want to get it done by December and be done with it, is what I want to do. So, unless I pay it off early, but I need you to look into it and tell me. What exactly my savings are going to be for an early payoff, and how that works within the time frame.
Sure. So what I'll do is I'll see how much of a discount. Basically, if you were to, let's just say, for example, pay it off this Friday, like you said, what kind of discount you get, and how much it is that you're gonna have to pay us back. The second thing I'll look at is restructuring it, see if it's possible for you to get a monthly payment for you. And then I'll let you know those two things.
All right, that'll work. Just you can email me or call me, either one.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'll probably give you a quick call once I find out.
That'll be fine. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jason. Have a good day. Bye.